Okay, I've been advised overnight that this morning at ICAC, a thank you note from me in relation to the bottle of wine will be presented. I can't explain whether, you know, I still can't recall the receipt of a gift of a bottle of 1959 Grange. I can't explain what happened to that bottle of wine, but I do accept that there is a thank you note signed by me. And as someone who believes in accountability, in responsibility, I accept the consequences of my action. I want to say two or three things. Firstly, that the evidence I gave to the Independent Commission Against Corruption yesterday was evidence to the best of my knowledge. I believed it to be truthful. And as I said yesterday, it's important that citizens deal with police, deal with the courts and deal with watchdogs like ICAC in a truthful fashion. In no way did I seek to mislead willfully or otherwise, the Independent Commission Against Corruption. That would go against everything that I have. But this has clearly been a significant memory fail on my part, albeit within weeks of coming to office, but I accept the consequences of my actions. And that is that as soon as I can organise a meeting of the Parliamentary Liberal Party for next week, I will be resigning the position and enabling a new Liberal leader to be elected, someone who'll then become the Premier of New South Wales. Now, whilst I'm sure you have questions, I don't think this is the time for those questions to be dealt with. There'll be other occasions for those questions to be dealt with. But what's important here is that, again, I'm seeking to support the process of the Independent Commission Against Corruption, a body that I've always supported throughout my career. I've accepted that I've had a massive memory fail. I still can't explain either the arrival of a gift that I have no recollection of or its absence, which I certainly still can't fathom. But I accept the consequences in an orderly way. A new Liberal leader will be elected to take on the position of Premier of New South Wales. Thank you.